Saturday afternoon, it's rain falling around the Upper Hunter. Good rugby weather, so maybe it's a good opportunity to have a word to Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Wicks. How are you, mate?
Good afternoon, Beer. Good afternoon, everybody listening on 91.2 and m2nm.com.au. Hopefully you're getting entertained this afternoon in spite of listening to us. But, it's just one of those things at the moment. We're all enjoying the rain, no matter where you are, and but we've got some fantastic rugby news that are part of that moving on as well.
Well, talk to me about women's rugby in the Hunter.
Yeah, fantastic news moving forward, Bear. Of course, firstly, if you want to be part of the Newcastle Hunter Wildfires and the Jack Scott Cup, which is the Charlton Horseshoe Shield version of the ladies, you can get in touch with Annika there at Hunter Rugby. Go via the website there, hunterrugby.com.au, or you can email Annika at annika@hunterrugby.com.au, and she'll be able to put you on a list there to be go training, etc., etc., etc. The fellas have been training for a couple of weeks there under Bubba Coleman, but the ladies are looking to get stuck in it as well and continue their fantastic success. Also, of course, in 2 months' time, can you believe it, on the 30th of January, we have a great festivus for the ladies and ladies only there at Marcel and in Maitland when it comes to a big, big sign-on day. Now, we're going to have three or four of our Bill Corp Wallaroos coming up, a couple of our girls from the Bill Corp CBW as well. Of course, they'll be just a couple of days after playing for New South Wales Country Curlers against Sydney as one of the curtain races there to the Waratahs versus Brumbies in Barrel. I think that's around about the 26th or the 27th of January.
Right.
So 30th of January, Marcelin, hopefully as many girls can get to that, so you're well warned about it. There'll be plenty of posters all over the place about it. Go to the Hunter Rugby Facebook page, or get in touch with Brent Dale, who we've had on the show, so you can send him an email at brent.dale@nsw.rugby. We'll talk a little bit about the success of our girls and who've been selected for New South Wales out of the 15s and 17 state champs last week. But Central North did a very nice job picking up some of the plates, and also Newcastle and Hunter got some rep players, but we'll talk about that on Tuesday at 7.50 on 91.2 and 2nm.com.au.
What's happening with the Waratahs in 2022, mate?
Yeah, of course, we gave the story exclusively around about 6 weeks ago about the draw, and it is out, and it's out and about, so you can be part of the reset there, reset22, I think the hashtag is, so we can go through waratahs.com.au and become a member. First game, as we said, was going to be more than likely at the SCG on the 18th as they take on the Wellington Hurricanes, take on Moama Pacific as part of this super duper round there down there in Melbourne at Amy Park, and then in the third round we take on the ACT Brumbies down there in Canberra. Good mixture of games all over the place, and it's just one of those great challenges ahead to try and get some games up around this part, especially at Hunter Stadium. I have heard that they're going to push or at least have one game up here, because of course when we have this new fandangled new stadium in Sydney where the SFS was from next year, we won't be all 2023, there'll be none of these major super rugby games that will be played in this part of the world. So
right. It's
just one of those things moving forward that we've got to try and get that. But funnily enough, the Waratahs have a trial match, can you believe it? I think it's on the 16th of December, somewhere in Sydney against the Melbourne Rebels, and why they couldn't put that on either at a subbies ground or at a country ground is a mystery to me, but it's all a big secret. But
yeah,
it would be a great way of doing that. But maybe, you know, hopefully the Melbourne Rebels can join us in 2023 and or 22 as it would be in a couple of weeks' time and get this game played somewhere. So it can do some development as well. But, it's certainly plenty of things going on around the traps. And, it's going to be a great start for the Waratahs and Darren Coleman as he gets into the new regime.
We live in hope, as always, for the Waratahs. Now tell us about Josh Giddey.
Josh Giddey, of course, is this NBA player who's in the sixth round, plays for Oklahoma City, of course. And his dad had a choice 35 years ago. He played for Australian schoolboys in rugby league, played for Australian schoolboys in rugby with the likes of Andrew Momsen, Ricky Stewart and also Richard Toms, and also played basketball in the under-18s for Australia. But he had a choice. He had a choice to go and play a professional sport with the NBL, with the Illawarra Hawks, and he really, really wanted to play rugby, but unfortunately, it wasn't professional at the time. So Warwick went down. He had a couple of years with the Illawarra Hawks. Then he went to the Melbourne Tigers. Had a great career there, winning a couple of NBL titles, playing for the Boomers at a World Championship, and decided to have kids after he finished his basketball career. And what do you reckon? Josh came out of that. But it wasn't if Josh didn't have the chance to go to a rugby school, because he went to St Kevin's there in Melbourne. So just another opportunity there. It's funny with his dad, Warwick. He always played with two pairs of socks when he played. He played with the socks that he played for his team, but underneath the first pair of socks was the Wollongong Viking socks, which are known as the Blueys down there. So it'll be a bit like the Singleton Bulls or
multiple
Healers. So, it's just one of those sliding door things. So it's like a lot of those kids that played at the 15s and 17s champs last week. A lot of their parents are very well-known sports people, but the challenge for the sport is to get those kids to not only play sevens but 15s full time. But yeah, really great story, and he's done a great job at 18 and 19 to do well in the NBA.
Well, good luck to young Josh Giddey in the NBA. Wixie, can I get you to come back after Phil Collins? We'll talk some local cricket.
Not a problem at all.